Hey, good morning, everyone. Day 8, smile. We spoke yesterday about Toho Kaboro, about being consistent and wholesome, that what we see is what we get, and that we only really express that which we are truly feeling. Well, today I'm going to contradict that just a bit, because studies show that smiling on the outside, even if you're not feeling smiley or happy on the inside, can impact the way we feel internally. And this is not only well known in terms of studies. Dr. Isha Gupta, who's a neurologist, writes that a smile spurs a chemical reaction in the brain, releases certain hormones, dopamine, serotonin, and basically tricks the brain into believing you're happy when you may not be so happy. So it actually can be quite helpful. So that's not really a contradiction to what I said yesterday, because whatever we can do on the outside to make ourselves feel better on the inside is a very, very significant thing. We said this a few days ago. After one's actions follow one's heart. We don't always have to feel and think exactly what we should be thinking or feeling in order for us to be thinking and feeling that. We can do something. We can act as if, and that can get us into the right direction. Now, if you have a problem with that because you really want to feel what you're expressing on the outside, then think of it like this. There's so much that we can do for other people by projecting a positive countenance on the outside. And perhaps that's why in the ethics of our fathers, it teaches that we should be mekabel kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafot. We should receive everyone with a positive countenance. And the Rambam, Maimonides, quotes this from the ethics of our fathers. And elsewhere in Hilchos Deos, in the laws of character traits, he also says that's the middle road between acting or excessively laughing and joking, which he does not recommend we do, nor being sad or mournful. That's on the other extreme. What's the middle? We should be happy. We should smile. And he doesn't say only if you're feeling it. Just do it anyway. Just get yourself into a routine that when you see other people, when you walk on the street, you're putting on a little, you know, not too much, not excessively laughing and happy and everything is always so perfect. No, but a little smile, a little something, because it not only impacts us internally, but helps others as well on the outside. And my son, Ezra, shared this beautiful teaching from the Chazon Ish, the great 20th century rabbi, Rabbi Avraham Karletz, known as the Chazon Ish. And he said that our inner feelings affect not only us, he says, but the countenance we show to the world affects the mood and the happiness of those around us too. And maybe this is why the rabbis are saying that we should put it on a little. Rav Yisrael Misalant, the great ethicist, said that our faces and our expressions, he called them public property, because they give us the power to either help or harm anyone else we meet. So these studies that demonstrate that smiling affects our emotions and makes us happy are great, but let's think about the impact on other people. And that's why whatever it is that we're going through in life, and I want to just quote also, I mentioned this in the chapter, one of my teachers, Rabbi Dr. David Pelkovitz, observes that the first and last 30 seconds, this is not just about smiling, this is also about the way we interact with other people. And for anyone who's married and listening to this, if we come home from work annoyed or cranky, or this doesn't just apply to married people, this really applies to anyone, you know, and we're talking to someone and we begin the interaction with our spouse or our significant others in any kind of negative way, the whole evening can be stressful. It literally can come down to the way we start it. Now, I'm not saying we can't change it midstream, but if we smile when we come home and we start the conversation with whoever we're having the conversation with a kind word, then the rest of the evening can often proceed much more successfully, even if internally we're feeling a little more stressed out. Maybe we can share some of our anxieties. But it's critical always to start with something positive, which is why also we begin our day. I didn't put this in the chapter, but it's very appropriate, which is we start our day by thanking Hashem, by expressing gratitude. A late and great Rabbi Jonathan Sacks said that we don't start the words of the Moda'ani. We don't say, Ani Modeh, I thank you, because the first word out of a Jewish person's mouth in the morning should never be I. It should be, thank you, O Hashem, that you have returned my soul to me. We start on a positive note. I've got my soul back. Maybe I went to bed in a terrible mood, or I woke up in a cranky mood on the wrong side of the bed, so to speak. But I'm starting my day by expressing gratitude. And Listen to the way we end the prayer. Shechazarta b'nishmati, because you have returned my soul to me. Rabba munatecha, great is your faithfulness. Now, normally when we talk about faith, it's usually the faith we have in God. But at the end of the prayer of the Moda Ani, we say, thank you, God, for having faith in me. Because if we woke up that morning, that means that Hashem at least believes that we can accomplish our purpose and task in this world. Otherwise, why would he give us another day? So if we're feeling a little down, we're not feeling so up, smile anyway. It's good for you. It's good for other people. And it starts things off on the right foot. Have an awesome day.